Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low of 61. The city of Waukesha's plan to divert water from Lake Michigan to replace its current contaminated supply received the unanimous support of all the states that border the Great Lakes, a vote that has angered and saddened Racine Mayor John Dickert. The vote allows Waukesha to move forward with drawing 8.2 million gallons of water a day from Lake Michigan, returning the treated affluent back to the lake down the Root River through Racine County. Mayor Dickert called the vote bad for Racine and the Great Lakes, and he said he's also concerned about the effect of the vote on future generations.
The compact now, in my estimation, all the hard work that those people went through for so many years to create this compact to protect the Dead Lakes, the Great Lakes is now gone. So all the work that they did to protect the Great Lakes and the compact, it's over. This is all going to become court cases now, and all that hard work is for naught, because the first time that they challenged the compact, the governors gave in.
Dickert said the city will be looking at some sort of recourse, but did not go into specifics. State Representative Corey Mason called Waukesha's plan flawed and said he will be encouraging legal action to require the implementation of the Great Lakes Compact in its entirety. A developer's agreement with Winkler's Masonry on Middle Road to construct a 7,300-square-foot office facility in Caledonia Business Park has been okayed by the Village Board. Laura Million with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation noted that Winkler's is 13 years old and has been leasing a site in Sturtevant for supplies and equipment, but now wants to grow.
The building construction is about $250,000. It's a smaller project, but it is this assistance would be valuable to this company to be able to move forward with this project and be able to continue to grow and keep the existing 5 jobs in the community. I've also included information in the memo of the potential tax increment from that $250,000.
Million added that this would be a pay-as-you-go program paid out 2 years after the project is completed. Winkler's plans to purchase just over 2 acres in the business park east of Nicholson Road and north of Dunkelow Road. The fiscal year 2017 Racine Unified School District budget is only temporary until actual numbers are received from the state in the coming months for a final approval in October. But a working plan is needed for the interim starting July 1st to pay employees and keep operations going, the Board of Education giving its unanimous approval. Veteran Don Nelson suggested it's a nice change from past years, while Noon member Bob Whitkey praised the staff effort led by Budget Director Mark Duff.
My hat goes off to Mark. All the rest of the team that Dr. Hawes has assembled. I think it's amazing what you've done with this budget, and I look forward to working closer on the next budget, as I think we'll face some additional challenges as we get down. But I would like to commend everyone that touched the budget, thought it was well done, and it was fun being in the 3 working sessions last week.
The preliminary budget assumptions include a 2.54% property value increase, stable categorical aid from the state, $1.5 million from Sturtevant's retiring TIF district, and a mill rate of $9.72 per thousand of assessed value. Budget adjustments will be made from now until an August 15th required public hearing and until the plan is formally approved in October. The latest report filed by Governor Walker's campaign with the Federal Elections Commission shows him still owing more than $807,000 on his failed run for president coming up on a year ago. That's about $91,000 less than the last time and compares to the $1.2 million hole at the end of 2015. The governor ended his campaign for president in September of last year. His average spending of $90,000 a day helped create the problem, which his campaign has been slowly paying off. Officials in western Kenosha County are on the lookout for a cougar. While one hasn't officially been reported, reports from residents, along with some attacks on chickens, have started the search for a possible cougar in the area. An automated emergency call was placed to residents in the town of Wheatland in a 3-mile radius of the area where the chickens were attacked. While cougars are not native to Wisconsin, they have been known to move through the state. A woman and her 15-month-old son are recovering from serious injuries suffered during a mauling by 2 pit bulls in Green Bay. Police say the mom was pushing her son in a stroller during the noon hour Monday when the dogs attacked. A couple of neighbors fought off the dogs during the unprovoked attack, and both dogs have been euthanized. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.